Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, dear colleagues. After having listened to delegations that have spoken about inclusion of the gender issue into our discussions and possibly into a legally binding instrument and providing some information regarding the actions plans by individual states that have been implemented in the context of the treaties and agreement. Personally, I wonder how this issue would help this body to implement its mandate. Of course, if we conclude legally binding instruments, then we will have certainly opportunity to insert these interesting proposals for gender parity and equality. If you allow me, Mr. President, I would like to mention and refer to another topic. As last week marked the 50th anniversary of the entry into force of the Treaty on the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons, I should emphasize that the mere existence of nuclear weapons constitute the greatest threat to international peace and security, as well as the survival of humankind. The best and the only guarantee to remove this threat is transparent, irreversible, and total elimination of all nuclear weapons. This is the only absolute guarantee against their threats or use intentionally or unintentionally. That's why nuclear disarmament as a central obligation is one of the NPT key objectives. Under its Article 6, as unanimously decided and stated by the ICG, there exists an obligation to pursue in good faith and bring to a conclusion negotiation leading to nuclear disarmament in all its aspects under a strict and effective international control. This is an explicit legal obligation with no ambiguity and conditionality. Mr. President, the deteriorating international security environment, the demise of disarmament and arms control treaty, the erosion of multilateralism, and the voracious lust for global dominance are highly alarming and dangerous. A nuclear armed race is being accelerated. The faith and trust in the capacity, credibility, and legitimacy of the NPT to realize nuclear disarmament as its main goal is under two important threats. The first and the outmost is the disrespect for collective will and shared concern of international community by one state, which present the gravest threat not only to the objective of nuclear disarmament and the future of NPT, but also violate the fundamental principles enshrined in the United Nations Charter. This policy is a part of systematic attempts to undermine the value, significance, and efficacy of multilateralism, to the capacitate multilateral institutions to undercut international agreements and to invalidate the oldest principle of international law, that is Pacta Sunt Servanda. Just as an example, and beyond its new nuclear posture review, the recent development of a new loyal nuclear warhead by the US administration not only has increased the role of nuclear weapons in the US military doctrine in violation of its NPT obligation and seriously undermined the faith and the trust and the capacity and credibility of the NPT to realize nuclear disarmament, but also has made the use of nuclear weapon as possible as conventional weapons and nuclear war more likely. Mr. President, the second threat is the lack of full universality of the NPT. In this regard, we would like to emphasize the lack of progress in achieving the full universality of the NPT would threaten its objective, erode its credibility and effectiveness, and thus pose a threat to international peace and security. We urge the non-parties to accede promptly, unconditionally, and as non-nuclear weapon parties to the NPT and to place all their nuclear facilities and activities under the IAEA full scope safeguards. In the same way, we reaffirm the commitment of all state parties to cease and prohibit completely the transfer or sharing of any nuclear-related equipment, information, materials, facilities, resources, or devices, or the extension of scientific and technical assistance in the nuclear field to non-parties to the treaty without exception. With these challenges and threats, Mr. President, as well as the accumulated unfulfilled commitment during the past NPT review conferences, especially in 1995, 2000 and 2010, one might ask the question whether we should celebrate the 50th anniversary of the entry into force of NPT, or we should be warned of against these challenges and should raise the concerns and frustration of international community about the prevailing situation. At this juncture, our focus should be on nuclear disarmament as the urgent need and appeal of international community, and we should avoid any attempts that might dilute in any way or another the role and the mandate of CITI and waste energy, time, and resources of the CITI on less important issues, and we should focus on CITI's agenda. Mr. President, that's why we have persistently emphasized on preserving the role and the mandate of the CITI and the responsibility of all members to help this august body to fulfill its core mandate. In this regard, the nuclear weapons states have the lion's share of the responsibility for the realization of this goal. To conclude, Mr. President, against the new so-called SANT that aims to create conditionality for nuclear disarmament obligations under Article 6 and to reinterpret its provision as well as the nuclear disarmament-related obligations agreed upon at the previous conferences, we must vigorously follow our own CCND, Comprehensive Convention on Nuclear Disarmament. We should reaffirm the urgent need for nuclear weapon states to fulfill their nuclear disarmament obligation agreed in the final documents of the 2000 and 2010 review conferences. I thank you, Mr. President.